Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
You rebuke it, and you'll drive it away in the name of Jesus, and you won't never have to be sick again. Now, we learned these principles about 20 years ago. Now, the first 45 years of my life, I had a lot of sickness down in my back a half a dozen times, had all kinds of problems. But when I learned these truths, praise God, I'm now 65 years old, and I ain't had a sick day in 20 years. Not one sick day. And guess what? I ain't going to have no more. When I learned that my Jesus bore my sickness and removed my disease, when that devil tries to come up on me with sickness and disease, I don't care what the symptoms are, I grab him by the nape of the neck, and I throw him out with the Word of God. And you don't let him do it to you no more, do you, Jan? It's like her husband, Richard, when he got revelation on that magnificent promise that the Bible would take him by force. I mean, when that day I thought that, and Richard was sitting right here on the front row beside her, I mean, that guy jumped up and screamed and hollered, and you could have heard him down the block, two blocks away. Oh, my goodness, he got revelation on a verse that he had read many times, and when he got that, I'm telling you, he said after that, he said, one day I was up there in the house and said, the flu come up on me. And I said, I prayed over it, did some, nothing happened, it didn't go away. And I said, Lord, why is it nobody ever gets healed from little simple things like the flu or a cold? And he said, the Lord spoke to me and said, this is one of those kind that the violent takes by force. So he said, I went down to the bathroom at the far end of the house and closed the door. And he said, I got violent with that beast. And he said, 5 minutes later, when I come out, I had no symptoms. They were all gone. Isn't that amazing? You don't have to buy into sickness and disease. When you learn that sickness and disease comes from the devil, and you've got all power over it, it would be just like somebody, I've nothing to do but to clean it up anyway. No, you wouldn't do that, would you? You looked over in that beast and put her head in that door. I mean, if you thought she was going to step into your kitchen, you'd be grabbing that mop or that broom, and you'd be screaming in the process. I mean, you'd be taking it by force, and you'd be headed that door, and you'd say, you nasty beast, out of here, out of here, out of here. And that pig would run as far as he could. And that's what you'd do, wouldn't you? Now, when you learn that sickness and disease, just like little Cody did, Mom, what'd you make that appointment with the doctor? Well, son, Mama. Mama's got this little ball, don't you see it? I prayed over it. Yeah, I know, but don't you remember, Brother Thurman said them's demons. And I'm going to cast that demon out of you, Mama. Ain't nothing little boy likes to do better than to kick the devil out of his mama. You know? I mean, see, we just don't realize what the problem is. I've kicked demons out of lots of people in my life. Lots of people. Now, the thing about it is, anytime you pray for something and you don't get your answer, you got a demon. You need to kick it out. And you've got to kick it out by faith, and you've got to do it bold as a lion. You've got to realize who the enemy is. It is demons. I have so many stories that I can tell about people that had prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for people, their children, themselves, or whatever, and they could never get healed. And they bring the baby to me, and I make sure the parents' sins are all confessed. And I'm talking about from little bitty tiny babies that can't sleep, can't eat, like Cody. All kinds of problems. I told Cody when he came up that day, I said, Cody, you got a demon. A demon's living in your stomach. I said, I don't know how you got him, but I said, somehow he came into you. And she said that he's an adopted baby. So who knows what kind of legal right the devil had to that baby. But I said, there's a couple up here in Ponder that had they're a lovely Baptist couple, and far as I know, they're walking holy before God. But when that baby of theirs was 9 months old, that baby had virtually not slept since he was born. That baby screamed, hollered, cried. They even tried. That woman could not find a babysitter to keep that baby, so she tried my wife. My wife told her, she said, honey, I've kept babies of all kinds. I've never seen a baby I can't keep. So I'll keep him for you a few weeks till you find a setter. She said, I don't want to keep him permanently. But after 3 weeks, my wife told me, honey, I've met my match. I said, I can't keep this boy. He's 9 months old. I said, what's wrong? She said, he's crying, screaming. Said, it doesn't, from the time Mama brings him in the morning, he won't sleep in the morning. He cries, screams. He cries and screams when I try to feed him. If I rock him, play with him, whatever I do, he cries and screams. She said, he may go to sleep. He may wear himself completely out in the afternoon. He may sleep 10 or 15 minutes, and he's awake crying and screaming. She said, I can't keep this boy. I said, honey, that's not normal. That's not normal. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, what is wrong with this little boy? I said, thank you, Lord, for the answer. Immediately, the Lord spoke to me and said, tormenting spirit. I heard him just as clear. Tormenting spirit. That's all he said. I said, okay, honey, I know what's wrong with the little guy. I said, in the morning, when Mama brings him, I'll get him set free. So she brought him in crying, set him down there in a high chair, and I waited till Mama left. When Mama left, I sat down there in front of him, and I actually knelt down on my knees in front of him at that high chair. I reached up and grabbed that little guy by the shoulders. I shook him and looked him right in the eye. When I shook him, he turned and looked at me. I said, you demon of hell, you tormenting spirit, in the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of here and go to the pit of hell and never return. I said, thank you, Lord, for giving me power over the demons. I said, he's out of here. I stood up and looked at her. I said, honey, I guarantee you and this boy will have a blessed day today. See, you do it everything by faith. No doubt in your heart. You don't just stand up and say, well, I don't know for sure what God's going to do there. You believe God's promise and you stand on it with no wavering. I went to work that day and I come back home that afternoon, the Friday afternoon, about 7 o'clock. My wife, when I walked in the door, she said, honey, you're not going to believe the day me and this little boy had today. I said, why is it you think I'm not going to believe it? I said, I know you had a wonderful day with that little boy. She said, honey, he didn't cry. He might. Said, this morning he slept an hour. Said he had a beautiful lunch. Said he slept an hour and a half this afternoon. Said he might have snubbed a little, maybe 10 minutes all day long. Other than that, he was a perfectly normal little boy. I said, well, I told you he's going to be good because I cast that devil out of him. The Lord told me he had a tormenting spirit. But Monday morning when Mama brought him back, when she walked in the house, she walked up to my wife and said, Betty, what did you do to my son? Well, she said, what do you mean? She said, did you give him some medicine? She said, well, no, I would have never given him no medicine without your approval. Why? She said, he's a different boy. Said, he hasn't cried all weekend long, the first time in 9 months. Said, he's a normal boy. She said, what did you do? You had to do something. And she said, well, my husband and I prayed for him. She said, whatever you did, it worked. Well, she went on to work, and after she walked out of the house, I walked up and I said, honey, I heard all this. I said, honey, why didn't you tell that lady I cast a demon out of her son? She said, honey, you live in another world. And she said, I don't even understand you. But she said, I can assure you, if I'd have told that woman what I saw you do Friday morning, that woman would have thought me and you both was crazy. I said, but she saw the results. And of course, today, that woman and her husband know the truth. In fact, the other day, my transmission on my pickup had broken, had sprung an oil leak, and I was over at the post office in Argonne, and I was going home, and I still had 4 miles given to the house when enough fluid leaked out, it wouldn't pull. So I thought, well, it's only 4 miles to the house, I'll just run that 4 miles. You know, so I jumped out of my truck, and I ran almost a mile, and I got to thinking, I thought, Lord, there's a lot of things I could do today better than run 4 miles. I said, you know, I can do it, and I'm in pretty good shape, but I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you told me to ask anything. Would you send me somebody by to pick me up? I need a ride, because I have other things I need to do besides run 4 miles today. So, a van, I run maybe 100 more yards, and a van come by, passed me, turned around, and come back and pulled up beside me, and it was this mother, and she had those two boys in the car. She said, Mr. Scrivener, are you out for a run, or... Are you having trouble? And I said, well, honey, I'm having a little trouble. She said, well, I didn't really think you were out running this far from the house. She said, so can I take you home? I said, yes, honey, I'd love it. So we got in, and I looked at the boys. I said, oh, you had another baby. She said, yes, yes. She said, I want you to know that your faith walk has totally changed my husband and my life forever. She said, my baby has been perfectly normal ever since you cast a demon out of him. She said, my husband was at one of your teachings one night when you told this, and Of course, I didn't know he was there, and I told the little boy's name, and Daddy came up afterwards. He said, I knew you'd done something because I'd pray for my baby. Let me tell you, folks, when the church gets a hold of who she is and what she can do in the name of Jesus, the devil's in trouble. The church right now is living in the world. The church is living in sin. The church, you can't tell the difference between the church and the world. There's too many people in the church that's living together out of wedlock. Too many people in the church that will lie to you in a business deal just like the guy down the street that don't even know Jesus. I mean, the thing about it is, we've got to become that holy, morally, and ethically pure bride that the King told us to be. And when we become that, then He's going to share His power with us. And when we go and speak in His name, we're going to see great and mighty things, even mightier things than the things I've had the privilege to see here. And this little bitty tiny group of people in the last 2 years, I couldn't even begin to name the testimonies that I have heard in this little group of people out of this healing school on a Sunday service. But we've heard a lot of them, haven't we, Gloria? In fact, she's had a lot of them herself. JC's had there's not virtually nobody here that's been here very long that hasn't seen God do something spectacular. Because you learn from God's Word how to make it work. So, now then today, I want you to know that in Christ we are super blessed. We just don't know that because I didn't know that. Because Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, I read this verse, and as I read this verse so many times, this verse never meant anything to me. But I'm going to tell you, you've got to read the Word of God like I read that manual back there yesterday on how to make that board work. You read a line, and you read that line, and then you read the words in that line. And then you try to figure out what the man that wrote that book was thinking when he wrote those. What does each word in that line mean? You don't just read it like a novel. You read it like this in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. And I can see Paul standing on the hills out there with his hands raised when he quotes this. This is not something simple. This is an awesome statement. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is God and Lord of all, and we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.